Hey, good to have you guys here.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Welcome to the WCB podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Eric, I'm glad you're here, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You know what's funny? You weren't actually here for the episode.
That is weird.
I'm here, but I'm not here.
You're like a ghost.
Deal. You're in a tree. You're in a Novix tree stand.
That's right.
You're out there somewhere, man.
Somewhere.
Thank you.
Podcast land.
Thank you.
The podcast is presented by Elite Archery. We're cutting right to the biz.
Right to the beans.
If you want to get into a new bow, Elite Archery, the Envision is one to look at. And you can use code WCB and ship to a local dealer and support everybody around you. Also, you can watch Respect the Game if you want to see those bows put to work. But they have the Envision, the Terrain, the Basin. There's a ready-to-shoot package version of the Basin, the Encore. You can still get the Remedy. I shot the Remedy last year. Loved it. Mm. Killed a lot of stuff with it.
Yeah, but you did.
The Envision's a wide-frame shooting mother sucker right there, man. It's a good bow. See what I did? I avoided harsh cuss words for the benefit of this brand. They don't care what we do,
Look
actually.
At you.
That's what the best thing about Elite, man. Like, the good people, they know what we do.
That's right.
And they support us. Use code WCB if you want to get one. In all seriousness, man, we love working with Elite. Just great quality products, man. I don't know what else you want. There's a ton of good bows, so whatever you shoot, that's up to you. But I think you should at least give Elite a shot. And Huntworth camo.
That's right.
Huntworth gear, really. I always lean to calling them a camo company because I think the more that I'm familiar with Huntworth, the more I look at them as a major player in the camo pattern game.
And the more I like them.
And most of it just becomes like compliments from buddies that haven't been around Huntworth yet. And they're like, damn, what camo pattern is that?
Yeah, I look good.
So if you go to huntworthgear.com, they break down their camo patterns from Disruption, Tarn, and Hidden. So Hidden would be like your traditional hardwoods, Midwestern type pattern.
Hardwoods?
Tarnin is like, kind of has like a tree stand broken up look to it, but I think it really works everywhere. And Disruption is more your digital type look. But they have solid pants out now. And you can break down each camo pattern down into different clothing categories just with one click when you get to their homepage.
And different seasons, too.
But get to huntworthgear.com. Use code WCB15 if you're looking to get into some stuff. If you're wanting to just get into, like, the Shelton Midweight hoodie that we was talking about, the built-in face mask, use code WCB15. Get that one first. If you're hesitant, try that out, and I think that'll convince you.
Yeah,
that'll change your mind for sure.
Yeah, sample it out. And a lot of major farm stores, like Farm and Fleet has it, Farm King has it here locally. I don't know if Fleet Farm has it. That's more Wisconsin-based.
I don't know.
Doesn't Iowa have Fleet Farms, too?
No, we got
Farm and Fleet.
And Farm King. You guys got Farm King, too.
Yeah, we got Farm King.
Yep.
So check it out. Huntworth. Also, Old Barn Taxidermy. All your taxidermy needs. Even they're a major tannery, too. Even if you're shooting coyotes in the summer and you're wanting to get a good hide tanned, they got that options. They have drop-off locations.
Hey, take them to the barn.
The Old Barn. We need to make them a slogan and just, like, wait for them to notice. Loophole Optics, man. We've talked about the performance eyewear, the binos. The rangefinders are money. The RX full draw. They have it to where it'll like line up for the distance to the top point of your arc of your arrow. So if you're shooting 3D or you got to thread the needle on a buck somewhere, you're spotting stock, or there's just stuff that you didn't plan on being in your way is in your way, or low-hanging limbs if you're worried about it. You can eliminate a lot of issues by just having the gear that's prepared to help you eliminate issues,
that's right.
If that makes sense. So check out Loophole. Everybody that's been in the game a while has heard of Loophole, but they don't do anything without doing it with quality. And Doug, do you have a veteran shout out?
I do. This one's submitted by Logan Walls. This is a different kind of veteran shout out.
Okay. Thanks, Logan.
This one has to do with 11 Marines, one soldier, one Navy corpsman killed in action in Kambal on August 26th, 2021. So I'd like to recognize the following, and hopefully I don't butcher these names too bad, but there are some toughies in here. Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover, Sergeant Joanne, holy smokes, this is a big one. Rose Aparacho.
Help us with pronunciation.
Yeah,
please.
That's a big one. Sergeant Nicole G, Corporal Hunter Lopez, Corporal Deegan Page, Corporal Humberto, man, I hope I didn't butcher that one. Sanchez, Lance Corporal David Espinoza, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, Lance Corporal Riley McComb, Lance Corporal Dylan Merida, Lance Corporal Carmine Nicoli, Navy Hospital in Maxton, Sofia, and Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Nas. I didn't know any of them personally, but I spent 9 months in the city of Kabul. Saw firsthand the difference that we made. Not only did we avoid another 9/11, but we brought hope to entire generations of young Afghan boys and girls for a better life, with some resemblance of freedom. These Marine soldiers and naval corpsmen represent the best of us and gave us everything they had in one last measure of devotion. WC boys, do what you do best and raise a glass to the best that America had to offer.
Man.
Oh, we'll do that for sure.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. And thanks for, thank you guys for all your service. Says hunting and archery experience, Taliban and ISIS.
Good enough.
Right on.
That'll do.
Man.
How's the... Hopefully I didn't butcher their names too bad, because...
I mean, you just
did
try your best.
You did your best.
It's tough. Help us with those, with names, guys. Those are hard. But thank you all, guys, for your service, guys and girls out there. It's we appreciate that
big time. Rest in peace, too.
That's a cool one.
It's a different one.
To submit like that. We haven't had one like that, I don't think, before.
Ever, no.
So thanks for submitting that, man. Much appreciated. And, every time we get on a podcast and talk shit and talk hunting...
Mm-hmm.
It's, you got to be thankful for people that serve their country and let us do this stuff. Cause
especially people that died for this country.
Yeah, yep. Man, that's wild. I can't even, it makes me feel a little guilty, but, I mean, without people like that, that you think another country wants us to do what we're doing?
No,
they don't. So much appreciated, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for reading that, Doug. Thanks guys for submitting veteran shout outs, workingclassbowhunter.com contact tab, veteran shout out. I didn't realize we were as backed up as we are in the veteran shout outs. Just a couple months shy of a year backed up.
Yeah, they're just different levels of what we chose to do and stuff. So
yeah, but get them in, and we'll definitely get to them. We're not
we'll get to them.
We're not skipping to them. We are.
Yeah, I'm not
to
skipping
them,
so. Any and like ignoring.
Right,
and passing through.
We'll get to them eventually.
Yeah. So thanks, guys. All right, enjoy the episode. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you.
I'm Chase Ralston with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock on TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Bachman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
It's a Working Class Bow Hunter podcast. Just Doug and I heading off the hosting skill set of this episode. Good
only
to see
two
you.
We need.
Mustache looks freshly combed.
Thank you. I had to spruce it up a little bit.
You did? What'd you do to it? What kind of product are you using lately?
I forgot what it's called, but some mustache wax. Smells good.
You're actually using mustache wax?
Yeah.
In the studio, we have some special guests, the three amigos from Novik's Tree Stands. We'll start to my left, introduce your guys yourselves there, and we'll get moving on with this, man.
Yeah, Jeff Weaver. I'm the vice president of Novik's.
I'm Mark Leibarger, the president of Novik's.
And I'm Frank Archie, the fucking black-ass owner of
the hype man. Bitch. The hype man.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Well, this is starting off spicy.
Frank Archie sales.
That sounds so fucking lame, bro.
Dude, yeah, I like the first one better.
Yeah.
Can you get that on a business card? Yeah. That would be amazing. I feel like there'd be a certain niche I'd really appreciate it that would buy tree stands just because of that business card, though.
They'd want the card.
Yeah.
You got to put a picture on it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, just your face. What'd you say? Black ass.
Black ass, bro. Black ass. That's right. The motherfucking owner, bitch.
I love it. I love everything about it.
I believe it.
Frank, just so you know, not the first black guy that's ever been on the podcast.
Oh, fuck.
Who was the first?
Well, one of our buddies, very attractive, Drake looking type, and I'm just kidding, he's not. Nate Conklin, one of our good buddies.
Yeah, yeah.
Hardcore fisherman guy, killed his first buck with a bow. We had him in. Awesome dude. And then we actually had the guys from, have you ever heard of NODR?
No.
I can't say it. It's an acronym for what the name is. They have like a YouTube fishing show, and Carbon TV picked them up, and they did a call in, and it was awful. not because they're black, but
they're just saying. Yeah.
But, oh, hell no.
I said, not because they're black.
I don't believe.
Don't worry, brother. We will unite together because I own motherfucking Novi. Yeah. I got Whitey working for me, baby.
It's a revolution. So, anyway, and then.
Not because they're black.
Well, bro, you cut that shit out, right?
Well, yeah. I'm believing that.
Yeah.
Well, I said.
Scratch.
You acted like I said it was awful because they were black. Your reaction was like, wait, to clarify, not because they're black. But it was a phone call, man. They were like, the one dude was like driving to pick up his kids, and it just wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, can you like frame out a half hour to where like. There's not a bunch of shit going on in the background.
Yeah. Busy.
Yeah, he was busy. So, anyway. But,
well, there's only one Frank.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys coming into the studio to do this.
Yeah.
Been partners with you guys. I've loved the relationship so far. Hunted the shit out of the tree stands this fall. Loved them. And now I'm like, man, you got to get in and let's talk about Novix, the brand, the people, and I guess just cut it up a little bit, you know? We don't really need a hardcore agenda, but I think it'd be cool to talk about the brand and the mission and maybe what's going on here for the future, what the people can look forward to.
So, yeah, obviously Novix's been around for a couple of years, but we're going to start recognizing or bringing a lot more new products out. I think we got 12 pieces we're working on right now as we speak.
Coming,
yep.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's going to take a year or two, yeah. Obviously. It takes time.
Well, you think 12 new products. I mean, yeah. I almost would have thought it took maybe take a little longer than a year. You know, that's
and they're not all tree stand related. I mean, they're all big products, but
right.
Some small stuff, big stuff.
Yeah,
tree stand. Yeah,
yeah. It doesn't have to be big. That's still a big deal.
Yeah. I mean,
12 products in a year is a lot, or even 3 years. That's a lot, I think.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, you've been involved in tree stands for a while. Like you're not new to the game of cast and the industry and all that.
No, I've been doing it since 2006, and then obviously Novix rebranded it. Obviously, what year are we in? 22, so 20, fall 20. So that's what's exciting.
Yeah,
not handcuffed necessarily anymore. So now we can go out and do fun stuff and
kick ass,
enjoy it.
What I love so. The relationship we have with Novix, like when someone's like, hey, what do you think about when like the working class bow hunter and Novix relationship? First thing I think about is the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go to the Novix facility and everybody there is like our buddy.
Yeah.
Like we're high fiving. We came out before the Illinois show and we're shooting bows in the shop and eating barbecue and kicking back a brew and having a good time, you know? And that's like, it's the community. It's like a good, wholesome, good people type vibe.
It's our people.
Ethical people and American made cast products. It's all real local to us, really, from our studio. It's an hour.
Yeah.
Like on the dot.
Yep.
So that's what I think when I think of your guys' brand and kind of like what you guys are moving forward. It's like good people, good products, and you guys
working
take
class.
Pride. Working class. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone there's like our people. Like everyone's tattooed and gauges and like I can relate a little bit, you know. So
I haven't went that far yet.
Yeah. Come on, man. Oh, come never on, too late. Baby.
I got enough arm hair. I'm like, look like I got tattoos. Yeah.
But the cool thing is,
though, you know, you like got his tramp
stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gets thick there at the bottom.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of our employees that you know, really admire and enjoy the stuff that you guys are bringing as a whole. And as you were stating, you know, able to relate on an everyday, just an everyday happening, bro, you know? I mean, we're the majority of our people, we're just ordinary employees.
Yeah.
The young men that our supervisors have employed, you know, they take to heart on what they're able to do and bring to the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys believe in what they do. They put their hearts into it. And, you know, they make a lot of sacrifices for our supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our supervisors, I mean, who wouldn't want to work for these guys, you know?
Yeah.
And being in the industry is just, you know, you're able to say that you are in the industry. When we come to work, these guys are cracking jokes. It's not like, get to work, my nigga. Shit.
I love this.
I'm not going to say that's not said, but.
And their motherfucking hearts is probably like that. Yeah. But
when Frank's not there, it gets dropped a lot more, probably. Yeah.
But our crew, you know, I mean, we take pride in what we're able to do to bring our product to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, from my perspective, is like everybody there is truly valued. You know, it's like working at John Deere, you know, we always talked about the wall. There's a separation between the people that sit at the desk and the guys that are out there sitting at their toolbox. Like, and it was like, no matter what you did, we always called it the wall. You just feel it. The people don't vibe. I don't feel like you guys have that. I don't now. You guys aren't big corporate structure like John Deere is, you know, and I would think if I didn't know that Novix would have this giant, massive facility, and there's like this separation and not this hands-on structure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not, I mean, you don't think of, it's not factory.
It's, yeah.
You know, that's a lot of these other, I mean, there's other companies out there, it's factory.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked, I mean, do they put the care in that we put the care in? I'd like not to think so. I mean, the people that
you think it'd be hard to.
I mean, they take pride. I mean, they're hunting out of the product. They get it. You know, mm-hmm. That's kind of one of our mottos.
Package with love.
They get it. Package with love.
Package with love. So right now, I mean, we've talked about a lot of the Novix stands up to this point to having you guys in, but I want you guys to kind of break down what you guys are offering now. And I'm not gonna be the guy to pry on you on what's coming, and you guys can say that if you want.
What is coming?
What? Well, Doug, Doug's like, fuck that.
Say it, don't spray it.
Yeah. Was that your mustache accent?
I got a little tingly.
Numb. Well, let's talk about the Hilo first. Just directing to one thing first.
So obviously mobile hunting's huge today. Mm-hmm. So we knew we had to come out with something small. Cast, you can only go so small to where it's starting to get, you know, you're not losing strength, but you want that strength in it. So I think we're maxed out at kind of the smallest stand that we can perform in.
Yeah.
But your Echo, obviously, that's your everyday sit. Mm-hmm. That's your most comfortable sit. If you're putting it on a field edge or whatnot, your Hilo's more your running gun, put on your back.
Yeah.
Public land.
I'm a big fan of both. I have my Echo it's still a mobile stand, but for me with the Hilo, I keep my Hilo loaded, ready to go.
Yeah.
Like it's either in a spot that I'm going to go back to and make another move. And if I'm like, well, I'm done with this spot, it comes with me. Mm-hmm. That's that stand for me personally.
Yeah. If you're making moves, that's the stand for sure.
And I keep it loaded. I like all the sticks. Eric's a big double stick guy, which you guys offer really a little of everything as far as sticks are concerned for whatever anybody wants.
Yeah. People love the double. It adds a little more weight, but me personally, I like the single steps, but a lot.
You do?
That's why we did the double. I mean, that's what people wanted. That's why we came out with it.
That's what I use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people will use that like for their last step to step onto the stand. They'll use a double instead of a single.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus hanging, you know, it depends on how everybody has their different method. It's more comfortable to have two steps parallel with each other rather than being offset. But I mean, I like them all. I'll use whatever, you know.
Well, like you said, we have a vast majority, you know, a vast variety.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, we're hitting every market, whether it's your double minis or your double singles or your standard singles or standard doubles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then you guys have the quiver that goes to the I don't know the term, not like the upright.
Stick quiver.
Yeah, the stick quiver.
Yep.
That's the shit. I know it doesn't really work as smooth with like a double stick.
No.
Double stick, but I make it work.
That might be one of the new things coming out, maybe.
Okay, maybe. All right. All right.
Maybe. There's a good chance.
Noted.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the Doug.
The
Doug.
The Dougie.
It's shaped like a mustache.
Yeah.
It's made from horse hair.
Yeah. Really light. Really light.
I've just been sending my mustache hair over.
Just one at a time so it can regrow. keep the fullness.
You've been working on the patent, have you, Doug?
Yeah.
Just so everybody's aware.
That should be going through soon, right?
Yeah. Well, Doug is an engineer, so.
If it hasn't, it'll be gone tomorrow. Someone will take it.
Yeah. Well, I'll delay the launch of this so we can really get it
locked. I appreciate that.
Get that paperwork packet submitted. That way, the next show, you can go around and deliver your packet to everybody else. Tell them to suck your ass.
Like, instead of signature, just like a print on. Instead of signature, just print on mustache.
Just inked up. Suck it. Here's a packet. Suck it. Here's a packet. I like it. Good things to look forward to there. But what's been the most fun? You know, like bringing Novix to the table and pushing. Like, what's the one thing that you've enjoyed the most? Do you guys think?
Go ahead, Frank.
Say that again.
Like bringing Novix to the table and pushing forward with like this brand. What's the most enjoyable thing you think right now?
Oh man, just hipping the consumers up on, you know, that we are the leader in the cast aluminum tree stands. Mm-hmm. We have a lifetime warranty on, you know, our equipment. So say like if your platform just happens to for some reason chip or something or crack, then all you do is send in, we ask a photo, and then we'll send you what's called a return label. And we'll send you a return label. You will return that product, and then we will send, once we receive it, we'll resend you, you know, another stand. Mm-hmm. And so that's a lifetime warranty. So these stands last an eternity, man. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you're going from one season to another worrying about whether your aluminum is going to expand. You know, when you have those welds on the bottom, you know, your aluminum expand, and every time you step, you're going to hear a creak. Well, we just have one mold, okay? And that one mold cuts all of that.
Just room for error out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I mean, what I like most about it, too, is, like, it's all made here.
Yeah, you know? For sure, bro. Yeah, for sure. And you know, I mean, that gives, I mean, because our supervisor are able to be hands-on with, you know, like, say, our casting companies. Mm-hmm. You know, they're able to be there, you know, to make sure everything is done correctly.
How challenging is that to, like, find, and I know there's places that can do it, but just out of my ignorance, like, find a place that can do the cast for the design. Like, how's that process? To me, it seems like it would be complicated from the outside.
It's complicated. I mean, there's a certain recipe to it. There's no doubt about it.
So you find a casting company, you're like, hey, I want to make stands. Here's what I'm looking at. And they just kind of, they make you a setup like for like sand cast. And then,
yeah, it's not quite that easy.
It's even more complicated.
You're really close, Kurt. It takes that long.
It's just easy, right? You just get your order in and they crank them out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got to probably find the same people that are willing to work with you and understand what you want. And
we're lucky enough. I mean, Caterpillar being next to us, Komatsu, a lot of bigger companies. So.
Oh, Komatsu's here, too?
Yeah, they're out of Peoria.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They do all the I shouldn't say they do all the mining trucks, but they do a lot of the mining trucks.
Oh, I didn't know Komatsu was in this area.
Yep.
No shit. So is it like a process where you're constantly going back and forth with the cast company, like, nah, this isn't what we need, like... I don't know if you can elaborate on that process.
Yeah, or they got it pretty well tuned in. I mean, they know what they're doing, for sure. I mean, when we first started doing it with them locally, you know, it took probably 4 to 5 months to really fine-tune it.
Really?
To get actually everything, all the machines and everything dialed in where it need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
So when they pull, like the platform and the seats and everything, and everything that's cast, they pull it out of the sand cast, what kind of process goes on?
We're not sand cast.
Oh, I thought it was.
Uh-uh. Nope.
I'm an idiot.
But there's some stuff that is sandcast. Not with us, but other casts.
What is it then? I'm speaking out my ass.
I don't want to give out all my recipes. Man.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
Yeah, shit.
Fair enough.
Hey, I'm trying to pry. You tell me to fuck off where I need to fuck off.
Better step down.
Check yourself.
Frank, where the hell?
Yeah, we're Frank.
I need a black guy to yell at me.
Yeah. Have you not seen the tree stand industry? Are you kidding me?
Well... You're right.
Yeah.
Novix is, that's why I like Novix.
Yeah.
Because you guys are out of the tree stand industry is full of drama.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of just, it's kind of cut. The industry in general is cutthroat. And I'm sure every industry is cutthroat. I just know the hunting industry more than I know any other industry.
And the industry's small.
It's very small. It's
very small. And I didn't realize that, you know, after a couple of years into it, I thought, geez.
Yeah.
This isn't very big.
It seems way bigger. And like, I feel like we're more and more into it now than we've ever been. And you learn a lot. And you know, like you learn quick, like who to work with, who not to work with, and everybody knows each other, and it is very small.
Yeah.
And I'm sure every industry is like pretty much the same. Yeah. But
it's like a small town high school.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a good way to
people know when you fart.
Yeah. So I didn't know honestly that I was asking too much. I thought,
no, you're good.
So
you're good.
I just didn't know how. Yeah, all that,
so you should fuck off. Man.
Frank will be back.
Yeah, give you a look.
Yeah. But, yeah. Until Frank gets here to really tell you.
Yeah. But
the fun thing about Novix is the ability to have innovation, you know, and we, you know, our recipe is to make the highest quality product we possibly can in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Because quite frankly, you know, the vast majority of the products in the whole entire industry is made in China or overseas. Let's put it overseas.
Yeah.
You know, but in this day and age with everything that's going on in the world, it's nice to be able to make the product in the U.S. and support American families. Mm-hmm. So, you know. It comes at a cost, though. Obviously, it comes at a cost. But the innovation that we have here and with the team now, the sky's the limit for innovation. That's what I'm excited about is all the new products we're working on and the time and effort that everybody's putting into them to make them above and beyond what anybody's else seen in the industry, too. Like, we're not just trying to copy somebody or make a decent tree stand. How do we make that lighter, as light as we can?
I mean,
the lightness goes too far, I think, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Too much. I mean, let's face it, the majority of our tree stands are going in the Midwest, so you're a quarter mile from a road. Okay,
yeah.
So you're tough enough to walk it in,
even if the internet forum says otherwise.
Even if the internet forum says otherwise, I think you're tough enough to
10
know.
Miles uphill both ways.
In the snow.
I have to walk in 5 miles.
Mark, one thing from getting to know you, man, like hanging out with you is like, I feel you got strong opinions, man. And I like that when people have strong opinions, I like to pry into them a little bit on the podcast because I like when it gets spicy, man. I think it makes for a more interesting.
I defer.
So, Frank, what do you
think? How long does this go? Yeah.
We're just going to take
a rum and grab a sandwich.
Can we order a pizza, please?
This is Jimmy John's.
It's getting Jimmy John's delivered. Mark's like, and fuck light shit.
See how
give me another beer.
They are out here in New Windsor.
You know, just stay here till the rodeo. Yeah. But I mean, you're right.
Well, we can go too far is what I'm saying is you got to find a balance between quality, enough material, size, you know, I mean, all those things matter. I mean, you know, you can make something way too small where it becomes unsafe. I mean, when your boots are hanging off the edge or, you know, the platforms out there today, you're 15, 20 feet up in a tree. Jeff says it best. He's like, I've never understood why somebody wants to trust a cheap product 20 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody can explain that, I'd love to hear it. But he's right. You know,
for sure.
You have families to come home to. You have kids, a lot of people. And we're trying to make sure we're making a product that is safe.
Mm-hmm.
So light is less material, too. So, you know, less material is a problem as well. So we can take it too far.
Yeah.
We're not trying to take it too far. We're trying to keep our quality to a certain level. And
right.
And our whole thing is, and I preach this a lot, but I don't care about the price when we're making the product. It's about the quality. The price comes in at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, when we're making stuff for these guys to come home, you know, they have to make it home. We can't start out with, well, we got to make a tree stand for $100. You're already going down the wrong road.
Yeah, you're thinking about it wrong, right off the rip. Yeah.
And how do we make it quiet, too? I mean, you know, big deer don't put up with metal to metal when it's cold, that clinging, that clicking, that creaking. Everybody's mm-hmm. had them.
Right? Yeah, you don't want to worry about standing up and your stand popping and blowing the opportunity you've been waiting on. Yeah.
Absolutely. All those things matter. And quite frankly, I mean, I've had, you know, obviously probably like everybody, I've had metal tree stands and stuff over the year, but every one of them only lasts so many times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this 25 years from now, the tree stand's going to be fine. You know, replace the cables, replace the.
It's
RV
an investment.
Stress. Yeah, it is.
That's a good way to put that because, I mean, if you went back to early episodes, I was that like guy, expanded metal stands are on sale for $40.
Yeah.
But not with kids. Yeah. Now, like, I don't do anything without a lineman rope or a life, you know, always attached. Yeah. And so my perspective has changed too. My hunting has also changed too. Like, that Hilo comes with me. I don't need 40 fucking big dog, big get whatever from Menards on sale. That
ladder stand.
Yeah. Or like, you know, expanded metal is going to rust and pop off the platform. Next thing you know, I'm going to fall through the fucking thing.
Yeah.
So that's something I feel gets overlooked. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's like you're not leaving it out. Like, it's coming with you. more likely than not.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an investment. You know, when you get a stand like this, it's like, yeah, it's not going bad.
Yeah.
You don't got to buy a new one every 3 months because you wore it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wearing it out, I'd love to see what the fuck you're doing to the thing, because you're doing more than hunting out of it.
Yeah. And the way and the ratchet straps and the designs of a lot of things, like, there's a lot of thought that has gone into that tree stand. You know, the ease of taking it on and off the tree. Everybody's hung the cheaper tree stands and they grow into the tree a year, and you're banging stuff with hammers and trying to get this crap off there. I mean, one that's kind of you're 20 feet up in the air, and sometimes you wear a safety harness and sometimes you don't. You need to be in a safety harness, absolutely.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just unsafe. Like, the way that a lot of guys are hunting is unsafe. Mm-hmm. And we want to be safe. You know, we want you to go home to your family.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. Our price is where it's at because we have to keep the quality in mind. You know, we're not going to make something cheap just to say, well, you know, man, I hope these guys buy this cheap tree stand. You know, at the end of the day, that doesn't get us where we need to go. There's pride in what we do, and the guys that are making the tree stands every day and what we're doing. You know, it means something. It really does. I mean, there's a lot of care that goes into making these stands.
Mm-hmm.
And in the U.S., again, do you want to support the families and your neighbors and your communities, or do you want to support somebody overseas? That's a decision everybody gets to make, and I don't blame anybody for making it. But
for sure. But we all know the decision you should make, especially like with the way things are going.
America.
Like by a year from now, what the fuck is going to be going on right now with, like, U.S. production of anything?
Yeah.
Like, how crazy are things going to get? Like, we need to be thinking about that. We should have been thinking about that stuff years ago. And I think a lot of people have. But I feel like hunters are the type of people that take pride in, like, stuff made here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think a lot of more stuff's coming back this way, too.
Because of the bullshit.
Small, yeah.
Yeah.
And the people that were doing stuff overseas, I mean, I think last year really opened their eyes like, shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean my container won't be here for 8 months?
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's what we're saying.
That's folding companies up quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate. That sucks.
Yeah.
But in the long run, it is a good wake-up call.
Yeah.
You know, make people think about some things and change some things up. And I don't know, man. It's concerning.
Mm.
Like, I think about it often, especially now with everything going on in the world. It's just nuts. Like, we all see where it's going, you know? So, I don't know. I think people like to support, now more than ever, American-made products and brands that are backing that agenda, you know? They need to be.
Yep.
Well, our kids someday have to have a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Too. So at some point in time, you know, our children have to work here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, us continuing to send our money somewhere else really isn't a big benefit to our families.
Yeah,
you know,
in the long term, it's not good.
Yeah, when you really think about it, you know, it's a big deal.
Frank will still be working there, and the boys will be yelling.
What the fuck, I'll be at an old nursing home. But, you know, the cool thing is, though, you know, this is, we're American made, and we're going to continue to be American made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been American made shit for the past forever, you know?
Yeah.
And that's going to continue on even when Jeff's and Mark's kids come up.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we're making top quality product, man.
Mm-hmm.
And like they said, you know, put the investment in to what we are providing for that consumer.
Yeah.
I mean, our crew takes the heart on what they do. I mean,
you can tell that too.
Yeah.
When you
no
meet the
doubt,
guys.
Bro. Yeah. I mean, these guys and gals, you know, put all the effort into what they're doing as far as putting, whether it's a bolt or a fucking nut. You know, making sure that shit's tight, making sure everything's, you know, together, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they have families as well, as you know, my bosses have stated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not ashamed to say these are my bosses, you know.
No, yeah.
They're
good dudes to work for.
Yeah, good dudes to work for.
Until they're off camera, then it gets a little nasty.
Yeah. I motherfucking kicked their ass. Yeah. I'm just giving a little fucking puff right now.
I'll give you another 20 later, Frank.
As he just talked about going into the nursing home.
Yeah. Yeah, remember, I'm the only minority in the company. Yeah. So
that's coming from the token black guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll be out there with my son.
Say, Frank, you're the only minority in Mercer County right now, bro.
Yeah, but I just sneak him in.
I met my fucking Springfield at the crib. Dude,
don't go outside, Frank.
Stay after dark.
Yeah, stay away from the bar.
You're right. It's tough out here. Yeah. That's great. I love that sense of humor, man. It's so funny. But that, right there, I mean, Frank, you're a pretty good representation. I said kind of. You are the representation of, like, the people at Novix, man. Like, you know, we got to know you at the shows, really, just rubbing elbows at the trade shows and stuff and hanging out and just doing that conversation stuff. And I think he's a good dude to have on the front lines of the consumer.
Kirk, I appreciate those kind sense of bits, motherfucker.
But how much did you pay him, Frank?
I have never met
Year 20.
I got a watch and cash, bro.
But honestly, I mean, with our partners, we have to have a relationship. It's not just whatever, promote this because this is a check or whatever. Like, good people is very important to us. And you learn that more as relationships go on, the people you want to work with and devote your time into. And we all make mistakes and fuck up and move on. And then you realize what you need in a business relationship and for the future of our brand. But that's a good way, like hanging out with Frank, representing Novix. Like, you are Novix when you're at the shows.
Absolutely.
Motherfucker. Well, goddamn.
I think the biggest thing is that's the one thing. As you get older, you have to believe in what you do.
For sure.
You know, when you're 20, you're just trying to find a good job, make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
You know, 25, you're trying to get a piece of ass. You know, So as you age, you start getting a little smarter. When you get mid-30s, 40, 45, 50, you have to believe in what you do. You can't just do it.
For sure.
And the one thing that resonated with me right away with Frank, all the guys in the warehouse, go to the website and click on meet the guys that are putting together your treat and gals. So meet them. Like, the people and the product is off the charts. Mm-hmm. Like, they believe. When I mean they believe, I mean they bleed it. Like, they're passionate about doing it and doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jeff said, I don't know that that's everywhere. That's not everywhere. They're not just there for a job. They're there because they love it, and that makes a big difference.
And if they don't, they're putting on a good face.
Yeah.
They're all good actors.
Or you are all lying to us.
No.
Yeah. No.
Well, you know, me personally, I appreciate the sentiments of my employers. But I couldn't do going on these shows without Clayton. We have different personalities, and that's what makes us a unique team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been fortunate to be able to, you know, help him come into the game and introduce him to different people, you know, that's been in this industry for quite a while. But Jeff and Mark have allowed me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't take it lightly that, that they've given me that opportunity. But Clayton is a very integral part of, you know, our sales team and our show team.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wouldn't be right if I did not, you know, speak on that.
For sure.
Because we are a team. You know, him and I go to all of the shows together.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if I can't go or he can't go, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, we've kicked it with you guys over these last shows. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to, you know, partnering for the near future. I mean,
This next show season is going to be a good time.
It's going to be a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, it is.
So hopefully our supervisor is going to be like, oh,
they're
fuck.
Like, well, maybe it is.
Man, we need to get to that.
We'll talk later, Frank.
Shut the fuck up, Frank.
Me and Mark just talked about getting him off the road. Now I feel bad.
You'll find out on the way home. Hey, Frank, about
Frank, can
shows?
We go talk outside for a second? We'll be right back.
But, dude, I mean, seriously, in all seriousness, our whole, like, all our crew in the warehouse, they had the opportunity to come to one of our last shows, and you know, just
Peoria,
see,
which was kick ass.
Yeah,
for the record,
because you were there every fucking 5 minutes, bro. Fuck. Yeah. So we were kicking it. It was like, goddamn, Kirk, don't you got a fucking booth?
Nah, dude, I was working it.
That was the last show.
I see your motherfucking ass too, bitch.
Hey.
But you know,
it's
about the partnerships and the trust and, you know, just wanting to be around and together.
Yeah.
And, you know, going into this next, you know, the guys that hadn't had the opportunity to actually come and, you know, get that experience, to all my guys and gals, you know, from Novix that are in the, you know, in the warehouse that have, you know, that got to come and hang out. I mean, they're the shit, bro.
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, because you got to remember, as Jeff and Mark said, they're the backbone of the fucking company.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, they're the ones putting together what that consumer is going to be sitting and trusting their life on.
For sure. So, no, the team is amazing. Talking about like the products, going back in line a little bit, what sells more, the Hilo or the Echo?
Right now, they're right there together.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I figured it would weigh more one way than the other.
At first it was the Echo, and then last year the Hilo really took off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. Once I saw the Hilo like promo come out, which was awesome, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's getting wild. You know what I mean? So yeah. What about sticks? Like, I'm doing this for someone who hasn't looked into Novix yet that's listening. They're getting to know the people, right, behind the brand. We're talking about all that. That's great. But if they go to Novix, the website, and they want to make an order,
mm-hmm.
they can go and decide what platform and tree stand they want. They want the little roomier Echo. They want more of the more mobile-focused Hilo. They can make that decision. And then as far as, like, sticks are concerned, what is, like, the top seller in climbing stick?
Just our standard four-piece.
Really?
Single step, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I figured double step would take over.
No.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Weight. I mean, everybody's so crazy about weight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't worry about weight so much. So
I actually bought the doubles and then shaved off one side.
Yeah. It was a terrible idea, but thought it was a good one.
Yeah. Drilling holes and shit. Fucking just ridiculous. Mark, what's your opinion on people drilling holes in sticks?
Oh, here we go. Set me up.
Uh-oh. Talking about weight, Mark.
Well, I mean, again, I already touched base on it. Like, you know, the products are built a certain way for a reason.
Yeah.
And us as a hunting community are pushing the limits too far of weight. Mm-hmm. And that's pushed by, no offense, but let's just call a spade, that's pushed by companies who wanted to make a lighter product and market themselves as being a lighter product to attract the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that necessarily always mean it's better? You know, no, it doesn't. You know, one analogy I use a lot, it's funny, but, let's just say from John Deere, I always ask people sometimes, I'm like, they're like, wow, everybody knows John Deere's the best. Well, who told you that? John Deere did.
Yeah.
For the last 50 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's marketing. Okay. Yeah. So you can take it too far. Light, it doesn't always necessarily mean better. And I understand if you're packing elk out in Idaho up 7,000 feet, yeah, you might want to consider everything that's light.
Yeah. Cut your toothbrush in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shove the other half up your ass.
I was waiting for the last part. I was like, he's got to say
I think it. I'll just go ahead and carry it out.
Or that. Yeah. Hey, whatever you're into.
I'm going to suck it up, take a breath for a minute, and I'll take another half the toothbrush down the hill. but it's basically going back to the point, though, is what I'm trying to say is, you know, let's really, really, really face it. The distance that we're going in the Midwest after whitetails, and I'm just saying specifically that, right?
So, yeah.
Is it really going to kill you 2 more pounds? No.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Let's just be realistic. You
for
know?
Sure.
And you know, to be honest with you, a lot of the reason I love hunting in general is for the physical part of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, so one time I work out.
Yeah, exactly. Normally I'm not working out. So, by the time season is ending, I'm in probably one of the best shapes of the year.
Yeah.
So to me, I actually enjoy that part of it.
For sure. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, and so – but again, we can't make something so light that it becomes unsafe. I mean, yeah, we can start to thin up that platform and thin up this and thin up that.
You're asking for trouble, probably, though, right?
You are. You're way too much. You know, you're going too far.
How far do you think, or I guess how much longer do you think this whole weight obsession is going to carry? Because it's been hot for what, 3-4 years, probably.
I think until people realize that. No offense, but it's marketing. It's marketed.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting marketed to say it needs to be lighter, it needs to be lighter, by every company that makes the lightest thing they can.
What started
But they have to take stuff off of it. Obviously, the public saddle.
Land craze.
Yeah.
Saddle stuff, yeah.
Hunting the public and saddle.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Jeez, Frank.
I mean, my opinion, it would be hunting the public and saddle hunting.
Yeah.
Which, saddle hunter, whatever the case may be, that's fine. But again, less and less material, less and less places to put your feet, less and less, there's a lot more room for air. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I don't know, I would much rather sit and stand. And I've been busted by big bucks by getting up against the tree,
motherfucker.
You know, not. so to me, I've heard all you look like a tree limb if you're hanging off the tree and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand that at all. That's simply just somebody marketing something. I've never seen a 250-pound grizzly bear, you know, hanging off the side of the tree on a tree limb.
Yeah.
To me, it, you know, you have such more room for air. And I've talked to a lot of guys that have started out doing that, like about the weight and about this. And the big deal is they got busted more because they're out from the tree. I mean, my point is I want to get tucked back up in.
Tight to it.
And the Hilo, you know, you accomplish that with the Hilo. It's light already.
Yeah.
It's easy to pack in. There should be no issue there as far as, like, it's not killing you to pack that tree stand in. And that's what we focus on. We're not going to make it so light with aluminum, and I'll say with aluminum, to the point where, you know, it's becoming unsafe. We're not going to do that.
Yeah,
and I would take the extra 2 pounds just to be more comfortable.
Yeah, do you want a little more room? A little bit. You can make them too small.
All day sit. I mean,
yeah, you got
biggest hanging off the freaking stand.
I think a lot of the we've talked about this a little bit. You know, like the DIY culture is probably very important to your guys' niche of industry because it's innovative, right? Like, you guys see certain things, or you think about different things, or you have guys that work for Novix that might be into DIY type stuff of, like, hey, we should look at doing this. Like, that's important for you guys to always be on the next, like, what's over the next hill and innovation or ideas or what you could change to for the next lineup that a guy might find a little more useful or whatever it is. But it gets to the point where
they're pretty savage too.
Yeah. The DIY culture forms. We've been ripped on a lot of forums. Yeah,
we've been ripped on a lot of forums, too. But.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Fuck them. So,
how do you feel about that, Kurt?
You know how I feel
I should
about
be drinking
it?
Water right now and minding my P's and Q's.
I've seen dudes talk shit fucks. In forums that walk right by our booth at trade shows.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say
pinky
about
out.
That. Yeah. So, but, you know, we've called people out on, like, the... Like the DIY, like drilling holes and shit, and like that, it gets excessive. Like, but I get it though. It's also important. Like, not in drilling holes. I'm using that as an example because it's the most ridiculous, part of it. But, you know, modifying stuff. I'm not a guy. I'm not going to take the Hilo and mod it. I'm not. I'm just not that guy. I'm going to use it.
You guys did
use
it for us.
I mean, yeah, you did it for us.
Yeah, we don't test it so you guys can go drill holes in it. Right. Oh yeah, that if that was the case, we'd have just made it lighter and drilled holes.
Right. We would have done it for you. Yeah.
Yeah. But I get, like, I'm not the guy. Like, I this sounds stupid, but hear me out for a second. I hate gear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'm the guy when I have my bino harness on, my safety harness on, my pack, my sticks, my stand, my fucking bow, the hooks, all the shit, my saw, my knife. Like, I get to a point where I'm like, it's middle of November, and I'm just like, fuck. I just want to get rid of, I just wish I could hunt with nothing.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Still hunt how I want to hunt.
Yeah.
So.
Takes you 25 minutes just to get your shit right back. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just get my snacks out. So. But also, it's like
Sour Patch Kids.
But you can't be that way. But I also love gear because I love, like, I want my stand and my sticks, and I do like how I can set them up and take them to the tree. So I'm knowingly contradicting myself with saying that. But I'm not gonna go and, like, saw shit in half and do all these crazy mods because it's more shit for me to think about or have. Yeah. Now I can see a way, like, we talked about some of the guys doing one sticking. Like, if you could find a way to conveniently do that for your method of hunting, I might really like that if I could find a way to do it, because I'm taking one stick, or maybe I take two sticks and I make that work for me forever, however high I want to hunt. Like, I get that type of stuff, but I'm just, I don't know.
Four stick guy.
I'm contradicting myself big time, and I'm frustrated with it, but you can kind of see where I'm at.
Well, it's just like an aider, right? Okay. Yeah. So, you know, you're telling
that,
me
that
you
came
pack
from the
it.
DIY mod yeah, nerds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You're telling me packing in an extra pound and a half that you have a step to step on is safer than you putting your foot in a loop trying to. I mean, you know.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, everybody's been a kid, right? And swinging on the rope and put your foot on, like. How often does your foot slip out? How often do you, like, if you have a family to come home to, I mean, just think about that for a minute. Like, I mean, to me, at some point, common sense has to take over and say, okay, we took this just a hair too far.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pack in the extra 2 pounds.
Yeah.
I imagine me trying that into, like, when you first do, like,
yeah.
What am I doing?
Yeah, your mustache would get in the way. You'd fall over.
Dude. I mean, I could lose it. Yeah. It'd come right off.
Yeah, don't take a chance. Yeah. I get caught on a step on the way down.
Sober. Lose my upper lip?
Dude, taking your whole upper lip with it.
I have to quit.
Damn.
Quit the podcast.
It's tough out there, man. We had to get your mustache tattooed.
Plastic surgery. That's an idea.
Doug would be talking like this. Be coming out.
Doug's upper lip is rigid. He's just got like fake horse hairs into his fake upper lip.
It's real, I swear.
A stash implant.
Yeah. All the girls would be disappointed if that ever happened, Doug.
They'd still like it.
Bless their hearts.
It's just, it's your personality, right?
Yeah,
that they fall in love with. Yeah.
It's just a bonus.
Yeah. Hey, short dick,
just
fat nuts.
It's just an aider.
Just an aider. Damn. But that's hilarious. But going back to that, like, I'm a four full length stick guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I like to easily step into my stand when I get to the top.
Absolutely.
Now, I do have the mini doubles set up on the heel right now on a piece that, like, when I the bottom step, because it's on the minis, and I don't have a ton of experience with the minis, but I hang that bottom one high, so I monkey bar my way into the bottom one to make up the height, because I just like a certain, everybody has their preference, I like a certain feel.
Yeah.
When I get in there, if I'm too low, even though I know in certain circumstances too low can be effective.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that certain height. I feel like I'm hidden at that 18 to 22 range. You know, you can see a little better. But
you do you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Just do what you want to do, yeah. Really. But yeah. I mean, I've used them all. Used all the sticks, really. The Echo and the I like them all. I really do. I don't think you can go wrong with them. I think it's well worth it, and you feel good hunting out of it because you get that American made vibe, man.
Yeah,
and the good people vibe. So. I'm a fan, truly. So,
what's your preference then? You
full length.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like doubles, I like, but I'll go with the regular.
Well, you know, people are always concerned about how high they can get.
Yeah,
and so like when we're at shows, we tell people it just depends on your spacing between each stick.
I do kneecap spacing.
Kneecap. Okay. Yep. Yeah. So you're looking at anywhere from 15, 18 feet then, right?
Well, okay. So the bottom one I always put higher.
Oh, okay, right. So that's almost like having that aider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
I grab the top of it, and I monkey my way into the bottom one.
Okay, see, we wouldn't. I mean, yeah, bah, 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 bah. Bro, that's
just what I do.
Right. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Leg cramp.
Cramp, bro.
Might want to pack a few less.
Frank's ankle monitor's going on.
Get you from home.
Good one, bitch. Damn. I didn't think of that one.
The nursing home bus is outside.
Yeah. Not because he's in trouble.
It's time to go.
He's
off the meds again.
Time to go, Frank.
Oh, you bitches, wait till we go to a show.
I'm excited.
Come on, that was good.
I was just, like,
sorry, Frank.
From a stick perspective, you know, whether, you know, a lot of people want to know how high can they get.
And, you can get as high,
you
know, as you
like,
want.
Yeah, motherfucker, yeah, go as high as you want.
We sell them all day.
You all want four, day, you right? want eight, you want 12. If you want four, if you want five, six, seven, eight, we got them for you.
What do you run, Frank? Let's talk about it.
I'm a four-stick guy. Full-length stick. My preference.
Get closer to your mic there, buddy. Just a little. You don't got to be right up on it. You're good. Yeah, there you go.
My preference. I like the single step. Yeah, you know, bitch. My preference is the single step. And I'm looking at 15 to 18, you know, feet.
Comfortable climb.
Comfortable.
And that top step. Have it to where you can just get in your stand easy.
Yeah.
So many guys, like, I go with friends to hang stands. I'm like, what are you doing? Why do you want to reach that far in the dark?
Yeah. Stepping up into the stand. Yeah.
What's that 6 inches going to gain you?
Yeah.
200 inches.
Yeah. Well, they like the 1, 2, 3.
That's where most people fall, too.
I grew up on shady tree stands, man. I did. I grew up too,
yeah.
Remember the old days of harness, the old gut straps?
Gut straps.
Dude, jeez. I didn't wear them back then.
Thank goodness we didn't fall.
My dad, I'm telling you, man, the last few years my dad was alive, I had some conversations with him. I'm like, Dad, if you fucking fall, like, you might live, but you're older.
Yeah.
Like, you're done. Like, you break your pelvis, you break your back.
Yeah.
No more hunting.
No more hunting, buddy. And my dad is just Superman, you know? He didn't care. But I finally got him in. I'm like, hey, you got grandkids. Like, where my daughter was born. And then he started buttoning up a little bit, but I think only when I was around, you know, when we're hanging stands. I'm a lineman rope guy around my waist all the time now. Like, with kids, I'm not doing that shit. And my wife doesn't know where my stands are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I fall, I'm fucked.
You need to call one of us.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll be dropping Doug an audit pen. Yeah.
If you can reach your phone.
If I can reach my phone. Yeah,
that's
true.
Right.
Well, that brings me to another point that, you know, me and Jeff were talking about there last week. I don't understand.
Wait a minute.
You weren't there.
Jeff.
Motherfucker, what's
don't
up?
Don't interrupt. Oh. You know better.
You're on house arrest, Frank. Okay, so just. Yeah. Like, how can I talk to you? You're home.
You have a whole bunch of homies standing.
One phone call in.
Black dudes out there, Frank.
I love you, Frank. You're hilarious, dude.
So I don't. The one thing that I'm probably the most passionate about is two straps on a tree stand.
Yeah,
there is way too much movement at the bottom of that tree, that stand at all for one strap. And the cheaper lower end tree stands, that one strap, they're dangerous. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just, in my opinion, from a standpoint, because people are putting their sticks where it's hard to get to the tree. And when you're doing that, you're stretching and you're pushing. They're not doing it easily, right?
Yeah.
So I would encourage you guys to make sure, you know, like, you know, think about that. Like, buy a tree stand that has two straps on it. Mm-hmm. Because that locks that base in. So when you're stretching a little bit or doing something maybe you shouldn't do. Or
then you go nowhere.
Yeah, you had to put it around a limb somewhere where you kind of had to just go a little bit. I mean, we've all been there.
You made it work.
Yeah.
Remember the old chain days?
Perfect tree. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the old chain
days. Really lets you know it's moving.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, exactly.
That's a good point. What I do, and maybe we could talk about the correct way to actually get it in the tree a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong. This is how I've always done it.
You can't be wrong. You jump into your first step. I'm sure this is going to go well.
It's already going. Yeah, I'm over at Dirk. You guys are like, God, dude. Yeah. Son of a bitch, Kurt. You're not real, real good spokesperson.
Is it hot here? Is it hot here?
I put the top strap on, lift the platform, cam it to tighten that top one, and then I put my bottom one on because I have a lineman's rope on. I'm attached to the tree. I pull because I have both hands. And I pull that bottom one tight, so when I step in, I don't have to worry about it kicking out on me.
And you don't need to do the whole body weight cam.
You don't?
No.
For the top one, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, just a nice, easy cam and set it down and put your bottom on.
I'd probably go over the top with it a little bit.
I mean, a lot of guys wrench on them, and you're like, geez, it don't need to be that much.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, relax.
I'm not going nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
That feel good type vibe, but you know, I'm pretty comfortable. I've hung a lot of stands.
Yeah.
You know, my nickname for a while on the podcast was Kurt Hanging Stands Geyer. So, so I think I have it down how it works for me.
Yeah.
What's your favorite stick setup, Mark?
Me? Honestly, the single stick, has always been what I've always used in the past. The double stick will probably turn into my favorite just because as I've aged, I've been a little more safety conscious, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when I was, I mean, 10 years ago, if you'd even put steps on the stick, I'd probably still climb it. You
know, now, railroad spikes.
Yeah. Nails. I used to bounce off the ground. Now I think it's just going to be a thud. We talked about this earlier.
It's a dead ball.
Yeah. So for me, and I have at the farms too, I have a lot of people coming into and in and out of the farms, and I want to make it safe for them too. So it depends on the situation. If I'm just going to use it, you know, the single stick setup's fine for me. But when I have a lot more people coming in, I space them a lot less.
Comfortably.
You know? Yeah, I space them less. I make it more safe. I make it easy to step into because, you know, I have nephews now that are in their mid-teens and stuff like that. And, you know,
they're
going to do stupid stuff anyway because they're 16 years old. But if I can, you know, hinder their ability to do stupid things.
Yeah, there it is. So just get in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all had our buddies stand when like, yeah, go ahead and hunt it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And they're like, holy shit. Yeah. What were you thinking?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm kind of a snob when it comes to like my setups a little bit. Like if you go to any of my pre-hung setups, like I got to think from hunting my other buddy's stands, like they got to be like, damn. Because I have the backpack hook on the right side.
Yeah.
I have a bow hook in every pre-hung set. Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt. Hey, couple business
We're sorry.
Plugs. We're real sorry about that. I know this episode's a banger.
I know you're having a great time. But.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Hey, the podcast is brought to you by Big Tine, and you can use code WCB22 for your spring or fall food plots. You better be thinking about fall food plots coming up quick. Main event, get on there. That's a new blend from Big Tine.
Pre-order.
It might be off pre-order now, but you want to get on there because it's going to go quick. I know Joe is good at selling seed. He's good at selling supplemental feed and whatever you need. Be thinking about it in advance because the way things are with prices and all the bullshit going on in the world today, it helps to be prepared, especially for your deer herd when it comes fall. Don't regret it when you're sitting in the stand on that first frosty morning in late October and you're like, shit, I wish I had some Big Tine on the ground.
That's right.
Big Tine.
Son of a
code WCB2022. And Scent Crusher. Don't be hunting over your Big Tine plot because he listened to us and hunting it on a wrong wind without Scent Crusher. What are you doing?
What
time
you
to pull
doing?
It together.
Don't you're be stinking
your,
out there.
You're what in your Novik you stand and you stink. You should have used Scent Crusher. So, and you stink. You didn't use your ozone from the gear bag to the roller bag. A lot of new trucks have outlets in the bed.
Right.
You know, the new GMCs and Chevys do. You could plug your gear bag in back there, or you went a little extra and got yourself a Halo series. You didn't need a plug in.
No.
Whoa.
You had that bitch charged
chargeable.
Up.
Look at you all prepared to kill a big buck.
You know what?
Real nice.
Good for you.
Your butt doesn't stink, and you're killing big bucks over your Big Tine.
Imagine.
Can you, dude, beautiful thing.
I can't even imagine that.
God bless America.
He was.
God bless America. And Trophy Line. You could be hunting out of a saddle, scent free, over your Big Tine plot, out of a saddle. You got your knee pads on. You're looking good. You're smelling like nothing.
Killing big bucks.
And use code WCB to save yourself some money on a saddle.
Big buck might just stop and look how good you look.
Hey, he might. He might say, look at that. Uh-oh. All of a sudden, my lungs are deflated.
Damn, I don't
look at
that feel guy. So good.
I don't feel so good.
Good.
You get in the EDP platform, the Mission platform. If you're getting the saddles, the Covert Light saddle, the Covert Prime saddle, if you balled out, Covert Pro. There's bundles, EDP Climb Up bundle, and save yourself some money. WCB on all these bundles and packs and accessories and all that stuff.
That's right.
So check it out. Do yourself a favor. And Camo Fire. If coming into the fall, start thinking about it, what you need, check Camo Fire daily. Revolving deals. You can delete your browser history so your wife doesn't see what you're looking
get
to
rid
buy.
Of it.
And the good thing about it is, even if she wanted to look at what you're going to buy, the deals are different anyway.
Yeah. She wouldn't know you. Yeah. They're done. They're gone.
Yeah. Maybe you're trying to find a good deal on Merino. Honey, I need new undies. All my other ones have holes in it. You're always yelling at
me. Yeah, maybe you were buying her something.
And my butt stinks. That'll make you help your butt it smell will. Better.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know what, lady, you suck, and I'm trying to kill big bucks, and
we got a bumper sticker for that.
Right.
That's right.
So we got you covered on there, too. And Slick Trick Broadheads. Again, you can use code WCB for Slick Trick Broadheads, slicktrick.net, and if you go fixed, expandable, hybrid, They have a head for you. We've been using the Assailant. It's a nasty recommend the mofo. Hybrid.
It's a killer.
Try it out.
Raptor Trick Mechanical, Viper Trick, Fixed Blade, and so on and so forth. They have a head for you. Wicked Trick, whatever you want to do. All sorts of tricks. Up Slick Trick Sleeve.
Doug, I see what you did there.
Hey, comes natural. Comes natural. Back to the episode. Thanks for being here, guys. And I keep those with me in my pack for when I go mobile. Like, I have to have a backpack hook, mm-hmm. and I have to have a bow hook. I'm not holding my bow.
No.
Oh, fuck. Do you carry a backpack or a bow hook with you all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys do the same?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How many of you left in a tree?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I got them all over the Midwest. Oh,
that's the worst.
You get your stand.
You don't go back up there.
Whatever.
But you know what I do? I leave them in there if I know I might come back. So it's one less thing, you know.
Yeah.
I have a whole drawer full of bow hooks.
Oh, yeah.
Can never enough.
Yeah. Or I'll go to Walmart and buy, like, the garage hooks or whatever, you know. And
wait on camo fire for them to come up and just buy them all.
Yeah, or something like that, you know. But I just have it all set up, like, perfect. And when I've been in buddy's tree stands, I'm like, you don't have a bow hook? What do? Like, you don't have a pull rope?
Mm-hmm.
Like... So now,
yeah. What am I supposed to do, right?
Yeah. If someone just texts me, just hold your bow. I would I'd call them and give them a bit.
Remind me to choke you next time I see you.
Remind me to shove this hook up your ass.
I carry a retractable pole rope with me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Every time now, for that reason.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy was kind enough to let me hunt his piece. He's like, hey, there's a stand here. It's on the ridge. It's good. And I get there, no gear hook. No bow hook, no pull rope. I'm like, dude, what do you do? Yeah. You know? So now I always keep them with me. I'm haunted by that experience. Yeah. So
I always keep a bow rope, extra bow rope, and two bow hooks in my pack at all times.
A backpack hook. Those are big, too.
I keep an extra. I even keep an extra release because
I do, too.
Prop one out of a tree one time.
There, yeah.
Like, ooh.
Yes. That's far down there.
Yeah, yeah. There was, you know.
Got nice everything but the trigger.
Son of a bitch.
Best is one year I was hunting there and, you know, comfortable. You know, you got up in the tree, got everything, got real comfortable. And it was early in the year. It was like the second time I hunted, you know. So you're not in your groove yet. You know, you're just like getting things going. And, you know, this deer comes out that I was in there to hunt. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, and, yeah, I'm on a green food plot, you know, and he's working his way through some beans to me. I'm like, oh, this is going to be perfect, you know. I stand up. He's about 40 yards, get ready to clip. I never put my release on. I was like, oh.
Did you have it with you?
Yeah, I'm fumbling through my bag. I had to get past the snacks, you know what I mean? So, you know,
peanut M&Ms.
Those wrappers are really quiet when they're 40 yards to begin with. You're like, you're like, it's like eating a potato chip, like you're barely biting on it, you know, like moving
every creep you stop and look.
Yeah. It's like, so anyway, by the time I got the release on, it was gone. I was like,
man, dude, that's tough.
That's my worst nightmare. Like, I have a process. So, say it's dark, right, or whatever. You get in the stand. It's the same process, just fucking daylight or not. Step in. You're good. The lineman's rope I like because you don't have to fuck with anything. You just climb in there. But what I do is I keep our alignment lifeline.
Yeah.
From the bottom to the top.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll keep that on. And there, if I don't have one on, those are kind of expensive, but. If I don't have one of those, I have a, I made one out of like a whatever millimeter rope it is with a Ropeman one, and I tie that around. I climb, get in there, and then a lot of times I'll use that as my like safety strap too.
Yeah.
And then once that's in, I sit down. I have one pocket on the top of my pack that has everything I need. I put my headlamp in there, my release is in there, everything I might need on the grab, like a grunt call's in there or whatever. I grab it, I put it on, then I feel, take my lamp off, put it in, half zip it so it's not coming out. Release goes on first thing, arrow knocked, kiss it.
Oh, kiss it?
Well, I'm superstitious with my arrows. So I use the first arrow in my quiver, and I use that one, and I give that one its fair opportunity to get a shot for X amount of days. Then if nothing's happening, that one gets benched.
How many days max?
Depends on the vibe.
All right.
This year's a little different because I wrote my dad's name on the fletching.
Yeah.
So I ran that one. Well. And Dude, it killed everything. I killed a lot of shit.
He did.
I killed my muley in Wyoming with my, I put Papa Dave on one fletching and then Dad on the other fletching. We call my dad Papa Dave.
Yeah.
And I shot that muley and he rolled down the mountain and just shattered the arrow. So I'm like, well, that one will be, we'll RIP that one to the mountain.
That's yeah.
So I'm superstitious like that a little bit.
I go every day. I rotate him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then 1, 2, 3.
See, you're thinking about it too.
Yeah.
At first, I felt like you were looking at me like,
dude, hunt superstitions are a thing.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm like, and then every once in a while, I haven't hunted for a couple of days. Like, which arrow was the last arrow?
Yeah.
And then I didn't see anything. I'm like, I picked the wrong arrow.
Yeah.
It was the wrong one.
It's my fault.
Had nothing to do with anything, but I still thought I picked the wrong one.
It's, I don't know. The superstitions in hunting, they're like, go ahead. Do you have anything, Jeff?
I don't.
Nothing?
Nope.
Wow, damn. Well, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Frank, you got something, don't you?
Something for what, bro?
Superstition.
Superstition when you're
hunting. Don't believe in that bullshit.
What?
We just fucking go out, put arrow on that bitch. Fucking something comes past.
That's it, bro. I wish I had that.
Heard it here first.
Frank has Superman.
Doing that bullshit. Yeah.
It's like, damn. Yeah. You don't think about lucky hats?
Yeah.
No.
Lucky hats? Motherfucker, I have a hard time finding a hat to fit my head.
That is true. We did find that out.
Bro. You ever seen the souvenir cups at a baseball game?
They're made for Frank.
Yeah, they're made for Frank.
Bro. You see this Novix hat right here?
Yeah.
This has been probably damn near a year in the making to fit my head.
What's up? What's wrong? Well, what's wrong with your head?
They're always... No, I was gifted in other areas, bro.
Okay. All right. He wears a 14 shoe, folks. Don't let him kid you.
I have a small dimension of a head.
He's trying to figure out professional
scientific on us.
Keep going, Frank. You're doing great.
So, it is what it is. Ain't no shame in my game, bro.
You got a mobile hunter's head, man.
Yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I love it, man.
Sweet design.
Well, damn, get a youth hat.
They won't order no motherfucking youth hats, bro. Our market isn't youth, bro.
Hey, we got youth hats at Working Class.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm
we'll
on
get
board,
you
bro.
One. Yeah. Comes with a bib.
Comes with a bib.
Yeah.
And a teether.
No, I don't have any. I don't.
Man,
I really
don't.
Yeah, no lie, bro.
I feel like I feel like if you did like a poll on hunters, like, nationwide. I bet you'd be surprised by the percentage of people who do have a superstition.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
you know?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, you hear about all the stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But it's also like a little bit of like hunting camp culture, you know? Mm-hmm. Like growing up, just like, you know, like missing.
Lucky hat, lucky shirt.
Did you guys ever do anything when a guy missed in camp? You always see people cut off the tails of guys' shirts and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys ever do anything like that growing up in camp?
We do the hat slap. Just hat slap them.
Do you? Hat slap them?
I got one coming from Eric. When you miss a deer or a turkey, you get a hat slapped. Just take your head off and slap the shit out of them.
In the face?
Not in the face.
In the beard.
Not savages.
In the stash.
We cut off your pinky toe.
Those things are useless anyway.
Play for keeps.
Play for keeps. Oh, man. Well, we do have a fun bet right now. So Eric just got a tattoo. He got a tattoo at the Ohio show in the Airbnb kitchen of this like little cartoon deer. Did you see it?
Yeah. It's actually perfect.
It's actually kind of a cool tattoo, honestly. What was the whole bet? Whoever killed... It was with our whole crew. The last person to kill a deer had to get a tattoo.
Was it at that show?
So he was supposed to get that like 2 years ago.
Oh, this is way long ago.
Yeah. But you and Eric have a current bet in our Working Class Bowhunter hunting camp. And I'll let you break that down because it's your bet.
Okay. So whoever shoots the biggest buck... Well, whoever shoots a small, I guess.
Between you and Eric.
Yeah. So if I shoot a bigger buck than Eric, he has, what's the chip called?
That hot chip?
The hottest chip in the world.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The one Shannon eats on?
Yeah.
So that's our bet.
The smallest buck has to eat the chip.
Yeah.
Out of the two guys.
They're nice. Brutal. You ever seen Shaq eat on that thing?
Nice.
I'm surprised he threw that bet at me, but.
I'd wait till he kills just to see.
I watched Kurt Medder like, you might as well eat the chip now.
I mean, Eric's on a pretty good buck, though. Like, I don't know how good his odds are on this deer, but I mean, there's a chance.
But Doug's just keeping quiet. He's not saying
nothing. Doug's a killer, man.
I'll let
my inches do the talking.
You let your mustache do the talking? Yeah. His mustache speaks for itself.
If we broke down the statistics, if we're like sports betting here,
I would imagine I'd be in favor.
You'd be in a strong favor, and that's nothing against Eric. It's
nothing
just,
against him, but.
You just have more hunting experience.
True.
You have more mobile hunting experience. You have more. I mean,
and every year
you found the spot this year.
I beat him.
Yeah, for like a while.
What's really going to piss me off?
Well, you can look at that two different ways. He's due.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, look at Rich Strike, the Derby.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you supposed to be there?
80-1 odds.
What's really going to piss me off is like if I kill a buck and then he hunts my stand and then kills a bigger one than me.
Yeah.
Just not going to tell him. I mean, you guys are going to be weird about your spot. You
start losing coordinates.
Yeah, I'd tell him he can't hunt anymore.
Yeah. In your own stand.
That's a solid bet.
I don't know.
I hate hot package.
Yeah,
you do?
I hate hot stuff.
I didn't think it was that big a deal, like when you guys talked about it. And then we talked about it on a past episode. And we had a guy who listens like pretty frequently. Shout out to Gabe. He wrote in. He's like, hey, I did that. He goes, I like hot stuff. What'd he say? He goes, I actually... in college did a bet where I ate a bowl of cereal with like red hot sauce instead of milk, like as a dare or a bet or whatever. And he's like, and I was fine with that. He goes, I ate that chip and he goes, I ate like a pint of ice cream and it was like kind of bearable after that. He's like, it's not a good time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So from a guy that has
and
like,
you don't like spice?
I hate spices.
Oh like, yeah, that's a good bet. Yeah.
Sriracha is
whenever
hot.
You guys do that, please let us know.
Hey, I'm not a spice guy either, homie.
Thanks, Frank.
My boy. Hey,
you enjoying the bet?
Hey, let's go. Nah, fuck that, bro.
Smart man.
We're gonna film it. It will be filmed. We can't not film that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it on the podcast.
Hopefully she likes 2 injured so I save my ass.
Can relax.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. I don't know. That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. I shouldn't have made that.
Well, if one of us kills something, we'll just call him.
Well, he wanted to make a bet where I shave my mustache, and I was like, I ain't doing that. I'd really get chipped and shave the mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your personality. You can't
even though it might burn off.
It's like CRP field.
Your game is gone.
My mojo.
Doug just went from creepy to youthful. Real fast.
I look like a 12-year-old again.
What are we missing about? Are we overlooking something about Novix? I don't want to miss anything that needs to be said in this first run. I know there's going to be more podcasts, but.
We covered it, I think.
The introductory Novix podcast. My big thing with this episode, I wanted just people to like see how fun you guys are. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that was important to me, and I feel like to the WCB community. And that says a lot, I think. For a brand.
Yeah, we're real people. You know what I mean? And
it's important.
We just enjoy it and, you know, we have passion for what we do and enjoy making them things. And I think moving forward, really the best thing for us is being able to be inventive. We really want to make products that are useful, that are high quality. Mm-hmm. Very high quality U.S. made products is what our focus wants to be on. So
I love it.
What things, you know, is every hunter's issue and how do we fix them is what mm-hmm. we're looking into, right? So,
yeah.
So all of everything that we're doing moving forward comes down to that. So
yeah.
Everybody, the majority of hunters have this issue. What can we do to make that better?
For sure.
So
it's cool. It's like you guys said, there's no cap to what you're doing. Like you guys can evolve as much as you want to evolve.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful thing about it.
Yep.
And you're like really close to us. And that makes it even better.
Yeah.
So I ought to come down there and just crash a party one day. I'll just roll in and
heck yeah,
just ruin production.
You guys would love it for sure.
That's a lot of sticks.
Yeah, that's a lot of sticks. Yeah, that's a lot of sticks.
Did you see that video?
Yeah.
That's a lot of sticks. We're dumb. But we do appreciate the partnership, guys. Yeah. We're excited to be working with you guys. Great people. It makes it even sweeter. Well, that's first and foremost for us, you know, and it's just I love the stance, I love the attitude on this niche of the industry, the mobile hunting industry, the tree stand industry, however you want to refer to it as. Good people, good ethics are very important to us as a brand, and we're no bullshit, man. So just showing that you guys can cut up with us, and I think says a lot to our listeners, so it's much appreciated.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Hey, bro, can you kind of expand on, you know, like we're going to be fucking doing partnerships on our during the show season.
Yeah,
we will be together as a team
for sure.
You know, maybe just give a little love.
Well, first and foremost,
you be able to handle that, Frank?
Pardon?
You be able to handle that?
Oh, fucking A, bro.
You be able to keep up?
Can I keep up? Motherfucker, come on.
The first one,
I'm excited.
Frank needs to grow a mustache.
Hey, trade show season.
Dude.
And just hard black.
Jet black. Awesome.
Hey, I'll go jet black.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Hey, I'll go jet black if you go jet black.
Oh,
damn,
please.
Damn, I'm going to get a fucking hairline up here, too.
Oh, you're going to ball out.
Have you ever seen him with his white face paint on?
What? Yeah. Fuck, don't start that bullshit. What? This motherfucker's been trying to get me to do white face for a motherfucker.
Not white face. Well, just a paint.
White stripes or like, some bullshit.
Like we would put black face paint on. You did that before?
No, we've been trying to get me to do that shit forever. Come on,
that'd be hilarious.
I had someone time on here, man. Put this on, he's like, oh, hell.
Yeah,
you put that all over the internet. You don't have NAACP up in this bitch. And you'll have Jesse Jackson leave negative.
Damn.
No.
You can't be doing that.
That is right.
Al Sharpton in Mercer County.
Yeah. Right. In a heartbeat, bro.
It's tough out here. It's like, I didn't know what that acronym means.
Now, got much love for you guys, man.
Oh, man. Well, the first thing that's coming up, talking about shows, is the Working Class Bowhunter shoot. This will launch just before that. You guys are sponsoring the shoot, and we're going to have a couple Novik setups at one of the targets. I'm hoping it all works out with the trees where it'll be just right on the ground, but I'm hoping it works out to where if you're attending the shoot, you got to get into the Novik to shoot the target. Mm-hmm. So you get in there, you can feel the platform while you shoot your bow. It'll be low to the ground, so you don't have to worry about safety or nothing like that. But yeah, you get that feel of like what it's like to shoot your bow out of the platform. And yeah, you guys are partnering up and, sounds like we're going to give them away at the end. So two lucky winners get some Novik setups. So we much appreciated on that, guys, supporting us there. And the shows, man, like we're going to do another, I hate to say grueling, but long show circuit again. And, we'll be partnered up. We're going to try and, just bring the party to the shows and, we've been trying to do this for a while with the shows, like change the way people think about like the shows. Like we have fun with the shows. It's not just a consumer show. It's like a community. It's like a culture.
Mm-hmm. So we're ever going to have fun.
Yeah.
Not just walk around like, this is this, that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You got to make deals.
Hey, asshole, come over here and look at this.
Well, you know, like $20
drink a beer and buy some shit.
The Wisconsin show. The show was over, but yet and still you guys were playing Shake Your Tail Feather, some bullshit, bro. And, you know, I mean, but the consumer was still at your booth.
Right.
So with that consumer looking at, oh, fuck, let me try to get that hat. Even though the show's over, you know, you're still able to make a sale. You're able to make a friend. You're able to make a partner, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's kind of what I think, you know, my supervisors are looking for.
For sure.
You know, I mean, that kind of partnership to bring over to, you know, what we're doing as well.
Well, it expands beyond just trying to make a buck.
Hey, exactly. We're making friends.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Well, we're living life in the hunting culture, man. I think that's important. Especially, it's like, if everyone's getting along, having a good time. Like, if you can go there and have fun and high five, listen to some tunes while you're at a consumer show, like, and you didn't expect to do that anyway, isn't that better?
Yeah.
Shouldn't the show... promoters love that more.
Yeah. Well, and at the end of the day, without the listeners and without our customers, we don't have anything. So,
exactly.
Honestly, thank you to everybody that supports us too. So,
for sure,
you know, and we do care, and that's why we do it. So, we want to get to know everybody, right? We want to build those relationships because it matters, because it's what we enjoy.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
But without them, we don't have anything. So thank you to everybody out there who continues to support us. That means a ton. So it means a ton to everybody that's making those things every day, and all those families and that we supported, all the suppliers and everybody that helps us make the stands.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
You're taking care of a lot of, when you buy a tree stand from us, you're taking care of a lot of families,
mm-hmm.
a lot of families. And we appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I'll back it. Good ethical people, man. That's mm-hmm. important too. You know, you want to know where your money's going and who it's going to and what they're about. And It's a big deal. Yeah. Big deal. So I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We appreciate you.
We should give some shout-outs to the good people at Novix, man. Because you go there and it's a good time.
It is a good time. I had a great time.
It's a good time. Well, that's probably going to be a tradition now, I think, for that Illinois show.
It should be.
Yeah. Oh, they'd love it, too.
Because that's both of our home show is the Illinois show. So I think if you guys skip that show and you're in Illinois or Iowa or Wisconsin, I think it's worth coming down to check out in Peoria. I'm hoping it's every year again.
Yeah.
You know,
it was a really good show.
John from the Iowa show, they took it over and rocked it. It was top three for us this year as the first year show back,
which is wild.
Wow.
That's real wild.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that continues and we can continue to meet up there and have a party, you know? But yeah, man, let's shout out the crew. I don't want to miss anyone. But Jake, Mike, Dalton, Fido. I feel bad, man. Fido, when we were shooting the bows, you said something. You said Fido. I was like, I kind of like Fido. And he goes, oh, that's my name. I'm like, oh, shit, my bad, man. So shout out to Fido. I thought you were fucking with somebody. Like, it was a nickname or something. So then I said that. I'm like, oh, shit, my bad, dude. But awesome people. And then right off the grip, I was joking with him about something. I was like, oh, shit, I got to like... I get too like open with people, and when I don't know them,
coming hot,
coming hot sometimes. But he seemed freaking awesome, you know. Ashley, Don, Clayton, Cade, where's he at?
He's at home,
just doing whatever he does.
Yep,
yeah, he's been here before, so you get to see the place.
Yeah, he got to see it. Yep.
So, but you guys are welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
We'll do the next one at your guys' place.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Bring that motherfucker on!
Frank, you want to close out with anything quick?
No, man. I mean, on behalf of Novix, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of, you know, this organization and being able to be here in this setting with working class bow hunters is truly dear to our hearts, and we thank you for the partnership, and we look forward to the future on bringing our consumer base and your consumer base the best product and the best podcast that we can bring these people. So
for sure,
thank
man.
You very much, brother.
Thank you, man. Truly it's been awesome that. Getting to know you guys. Mark, I know you kind of already said your piece, but you want to add anything else to it, man, before we close up?
No, just thank you. Thank you to you guys, too. So you've been wonderful, great partners. Hopefully that everybody understands that the guys who we are on here, the guys who we are every day. We're
for
passionate.
Sure.
We're fun. We have a great time. Because if you don't enjoy what you do, no point in doing it. Go find another job. Mm-hmm. Go find another career path, right? Show up. Wake up every day enjoying what you do. And we love making tree stands for you. And hopefully you guys enjoy sitting in them and keep supporting us because we're going to support you.
Love it.
Jeff, they said it. They said it perfect.
Motherfucker, say something, bitch. No, come Frank. On, we for Jesus.
Frank, don't you have to go to the bathroom again?
Frank's ankle monitor's going
off. Always had such a
this is the seventh piss he's had.
Hey, no, there's nothing wrong with my fucking
counter.
Top, bro.
Where's that piss counter?
Umpire clicker.
A Frank P counter in the corner.
You guys are the fucking best, man.
He's got to pee right now.
Yeah, he needs to.
He's like, oh, he's, shit. He needs either he's constipated or he's got to take a piss. I don't know which.
He needs a wristband just to get back in here.
Yeah, I'm fucking.
The doctor said he's fine.
Frank's out. Frank's out. I love it, man. All right. You guys are the best. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. Check out Novix Tree Stands. I think the code is WCB. It's good for 200 uses. Am I wrong on that code? I got my paper somewhere. Something like that. 200 uses it's good for. Check it out. It's in the episode description. Get on there. And we love you. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. Later.